President Trump's low approval ratings and looming impeachment don't seem to bother some voters in battleground states. A new survey from the New York Times in collaboration with Siena College showed that across the six states that voted Republican in 2016, Mr. Trump trails Joe Biden by an average of 2 points, but that is well within the margin of error. Survey also paired the president with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. To find out the rest of the results, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. Don Levy. He's director of the Siena College Research Institute. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Great to be with you.
What did you find in the six states?
Well, first of all, these six states are vitally important. Together, there are 101 electoral votes, so almost 20% of the electoral votes in that will decide the next election. And these states are close. You said that Trump's approval rating is underwater across the country, but in these six battleground states, 49% of voters approve of the president, 49% do not approve. And these races are very tight. Former Vice President Biden certainly is the lead Democrat. He's up in four of the states, tied with President Trump in one, and trails only in North Carolina. And he's 2 to 4 points better against the president than both Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, comparing it to how they're doing against the president.
In the bigger picture of all this, it reminds me that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, and we sometimes forget that it's not just about the equivalent of the popular vote, which would be these national polls. It boils down to the electoral college, is what he was trying to say, and how that is reflected more in a poll like yours.
Absolutely. I mean, I live in New York, you live in California. We don't live in these battleground states, and clearly it is these battleground states, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, that are going to decide the election, and they are razor thin at this point. We said, are you definitely going to vote for Trump, definitely going to vote for a Democrat? And there we see across these battleground states, voters are virtually split. We asked them the same question on the inquiry, the House inquiry. We asked about impeach and remove. And we found something interesting in these battleground states. 41% of voters both support the inquiry and impeachment. 42% both oppose the inquiry and impeachment. It really comes down to about, at most, 17% of the voters in these six states that in reality are going to decide who the next president of the United States is.
Have you ever seen a situation like that before?
Well, I think that in retrospect, that's what we were looking at in the last election, but it wasn't as apparent, certainly, to the Clinton campaign. All six of these states were won by President Trump. Many of these states were the big surprises on election night, most especially Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And these clearly are states that are evenly divided and ultimately are going to decide. A couple other really interesting things that we looked at. Do the voters in these states who are not definitely committed to President Trump, do they prefer a moderate or a more progressive Democrat? Overwhelmingly, by a 2-to-1 margin, they said they prefer a more moderate Democrat. Are they looking for someone who can find common ground with Republicans or someone who's going to fight for a progressive agenda? Again, it's that idea of a common ground. So right now, the type of Democrat that would fare the best, and that's why we're seeing Vice President Biden stand out in our poll, who's going to do better in these battleground states, is someone more to the center rather than to the left.
Dr. Levy, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it again. That's Dr. Don Levy, director of the Siena College Research Institute, out with a poll in collaboration with the New York Times, taking a look at some battleground states across the country.